Welcome back. We're keeping this one simple and useful, because sometimes the biggest progress happens when you strip things back and really listen. Since there isn't a defined lesson here, I want to give you a core drum and bass production exercise you can use inside Ableton anytime you feel stuck, unfocused, or unsure what to build next. This is all about creating a strong musical idea fast, then shaping it into something that actually feels like DNB. Start with the foundation. Open a fresh Ableton session and set your tempo somewhere in the drum and bass range. Around 174 is a solid default. Don't overthink that part. Just get the session moving. Now pick one sound to lead the idea. That could be the bass patch, a chord stab, a pad, a vocal chop, or even just a resampled texture. The key is to choose something with character. You want a sound that already suggests a mood. Dark, euphoric, tense, rolling, futuristic, whatever fits your direction. Once you've got that sound, create a short musical phrase. Keep it tight. 2 bars is enough. 4 bars if the idea needs room. Don't try to write a full track immediately. Just make one phrase that feels good on loop. If you're working with bass, focus on rhythm as much as pitch. In drum and bass, rhythm inside the bass line is everything. A single note can work if the movement is right. If you're using chords or atmospheres, look for shape and emotional pull. You want the listener to feel like the loop is going somewhere, even before the drums arrive. Here's your first thing to listen for. Ask yourself whether the loop has forward motion, without any drums. If it already feels like it wants to pull the track ahead, you're in a good place. If it feels static, change the rhythm before you add more layers. Next, build the drums around that phrase. Inside Ableton, start with a kick and snare pattern that immediately says drum and bass. Keep the snare firm on the 2 and 4. Place your kick so it supports the groove of the bass or musical phrase, not just the grid. Then add hats, rides, shakers, ghost hits, or break layers to bring movement into the top end. This is where a lot of producers either lock in the groove or lose it. Don't just stack drum sounds because they hit hard on their own. Make sure they speak to each other. Tighten timing where needed, but also allow little bits of swing, drag, or human movement if that helps the groove breathe. What to listen for here is the relationship between the bass rhythm and the drums. Are they working together, or are they fighting for space? If both are too busy in the same place, the groove will feel cluttered. If one leaves room for the other, the track starts to roll. And that rolling feeling is exactly why this works in DNB. The genre lives on momentum. It's not only about heavy sounds. It's about controlled energy. A great DNB loop feels like it's constantly pulling forward, even when the actual musical content is minimal. Once the basic groove is in, shape the low end properly. This matters. In Ableton, check what your sub is doing. If your main bass sound already has low end content, decide whether that sound is also handling the sub, or whether you need a separate clean sub layer. Usually, a clean dedicated sub gives you more control. Keep the sub simple. Let the mid bass bring the texture and aggression. Then make sure the kick and sub are not masking each other. That might mean editing note lengths, adjusting envelopes, using sidechain, or just choosing better timing. Don't jump straight to processing when arrangement fixes the problem faster. Now start adding one or two supporting elements. Maybe a pad for width. Maybe a percussion loop for texture. Maybe a res layer, a background atmosphere, or a vocal fragment. The trick is restraint. Every extra sound should either improve the groove, support the mood, or create contrast. If it does none of those, mute it. A good premium sounding production usually comes from clarity, not quantity. That's worth remembering. At this point, create variation. Take your original loop and make a second version. Remove one element. Change the last hit of the phrase. Add a fill. Automate a filter. Reverse a texture into the snare. Shift the bass rhythm slightly. You're teaching the listener what the idea is, then giving it just enough evolution to stay exciting. This matters a lot in drum and bass because repetition is part of the power. A loop can hit hard for a long time if the micro changes are smart. You don't need a completely new melody every 8 bars. You need control, tension, and variation with intention. Here's another thing to listen for. When the loop changes, does it feel more exciting without losing its identity? That balances everything. If the variation is too small, nothing happens. If it's too big, the track loses coherence. Now think in terms of sections, even if you're not arranging the full track yet. What would the stripped-back version sound like for the intro? What would the full-energy version sound like for the drop? What could you remove to create a breakdown? In Ableton, duplicate your loop across the timeline and start muting elements to sketch that arc. This is a fast way to move from sound design mode into actual track building mode, and honestly, that transition is where a lot of unfinished projects get stuck. So keep going, don't wait for perfect. Build the flow first, then refine. If your loop still isn't hitting, go back to the core question. What is the main hook? Is it the bass rhythm, the drum groove, the atmosphere, the vocal, the chord stab? Your track needs one thing the listener can latch onto, not 10 decent ideas, one strong one. And remember, you do not need a huge stack of plugins or some secret processing chain to make this work. Good drum and bass comes from strong choices, the right sound, the right rhythm, the right space between elements. That's the craft. Keep it focused. So the practical exercise is this. Open Ableton, set a DNB tempo, choose one main sound, write a 2-4 bar phrase, build drums that support it, sort out the sub, add only a few supporting layers, then create one variation that increases energy and one variation that strips things back. Listen for forward motion, listen for the balance between bass and drums, and listen for whether your variations still sound like the same track. That's your challenge. Keep it clean, keep it intentional, and trust your ears. If the loop feels good and makes you want to replay it, you're already onto something. Nice work. Now go build the idea.